This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Evacuations continue across the state due to multiple wildfires. In Lake County, the Willow Fire is now threatening the town of Leadville. That fire is more than 1,000 acres and the town remains on pre-evacuation. But Governor Jared Polis said today that if windy weather continues, the whole town is likely to be forced to evacuate. A shelter is set up at the Colorado Mountain College Gym in Leadville, and officials are working to open more shelters. Meanwhile, Governor Polis held a press conference in Fruita this afternoon on the western slope about the fires. He was joined by state and federal fire officials to mourn the three firefighters who died battling the Snyder Fire on Saturday. Emily Barker of Michigan, Nick Hutchardson of Arizona, and Sidney Watson of Alabama were killed while responding to the fire. He ordered flags to half staff today.
We are grateful, of course, to those we lost and those who lay left behind, and we're grateful for the firefighters that are on the front right now across Colorado, across Utah, across the entire United States, battling to protect lives and property.
Multiple agencies continue to battle the 28,000-acre fire, which is still burning uncontained on the Colorado-Utah border west of Grand Junction. Find more information on the fires burning across the state at CPR.org. The Broncos ride is back. RTD voted last week to reinstate weekend football and event services, allowing the district to serve thousands of additional train and bus passengers during games. The service runs buses from park and ride lots to events such as the Broncos games. This is CPR.